Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. If there is no hell, there is no need for someone to trust in Jesus Christ for eternal salvation. That's the headline. In just a moment, David James will join me to explain this statement.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, as we come to the conclusion of our conversation, I want to talk about one other statement. We should not be focused on talking about sin or telling people that they might go to hell. Now, what do you think about that?
Well, we frequently have heard people make the comment, which is true, that Jesus actually spent more time talking about hell and the consequences of sin than he did even discussing heaven itself. And then if you think about the ultimate judgment against sin in Revelation 20, the great white throne judgment, this is the final judgment of all believers from all of history. And this is what we read in Revelation 20, beginning in verse 12. And I saw the dead, small and great, standing before God, and books were opened, and another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged according to their works by the things which were written in the books. The sea gave up the dead who were in it, and death and Hades, or hell, delivered up the dead who were in them. And they were judged, each one according to his works. Anyone whose name was not found in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. You know, we talk about entering into a personal relationship with Jesus Christ by believing that Christ died for our sins, that he arose from the grave. We trust in him for forgiven sins and eternal life. But if there is no hell, and if there is no consequence for sin, then salvation has no meaning because there's nothing to be saved from. So I think we should follow the Lord's pattern, talk about the positive and the negative, talk about heaven, talk about hell, talk about living righteously, and also talk about the consequences of sin. That is what it means to show love and compassion and to love the Lord our God with our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and our neighbor as ourselves. We are doing the work of Christ in a sense. He died on the cross to take away our sins, and we're bearing one another's burdens by sharing with them. We are showing compassion by discussing those things that are actually destroying their lives.
David James with an understanding of true compassion. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Many times you'll hear people say, "Don't talk to me about sin, talk to me about love." The Bible is full of the subject of love. But let me quickly remind you, the Bible also speaks to the issue of sin and the punishment for sin, which is eternity in a place called hell. In fact, Jesus Christ spoke more about hell than he did heaven. Hell is separation from God because of sin. You know, there is compassion in hell. In Luke 16, it talks about the rich man who had five brothers that he wanted to come back to earth and tell about the Lord Jesus Christ and the salvation that he offers. Now that's real compassion. It's the compassion that we must have for those in the last days who need to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That's compassion. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...